Jen Psaki, Illegal Aliens Are Part of What the American Dream Represents. By Neil Munro on May 15, 2021. President Joe Biden believes illegal aliens are part of what the American dream represents, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said Friday. The comment came when a reporter asked Psaki to explain why Biden had just met with six illegal aliens who are campaigning for national amnesty. The six illegals were brought to the United States as children by their illegal alien parents without legal or public approval. They are enrolled in former President Barack Obama's Legally Uncertain Work Permit Program, dubbed Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, DACA. The questioner asked, "What message is the president trying to send by having DACA recipients come here? You have all these political priorities you have to do, such as jobs and infrastructure. Where does immigration rank?" Psaki responded by declaring, "I think the president believes that DACA recipients are part of the American story and part of the fabric of who we are as a country and kind of what the American dream represents. So bringing them here is an opportunity to highlight that." The establishment of illegal migrants as legitimate participants in American society would have major political consequences. For example, it would allow the government to deny American-born children and adults any priority above any illegal migrants. It would allow the government to redistribute Americans' limited resources and constitutional rights, such as the ballot, political representation, jobs, good housing, cultural priorities, taxpayer-funded resources, towards many millions of foreigners who break multiple laws to sneak into the United States. There are at least 11 million illegal immigrants already in the United States and more arriving every day because of Biden's border policies. More than 100 million foreigners want to move to the United States, according to Gallup. Psaki continued. There has historically been agreement about the powerful stories of DACA recipients, of the incredible contributions they have the potential to make in our country, from Democrats and Republicans. He's certainly bringing them here to highlight that. And as he said in his joint session address, he believes there's an opportunity to move forward on areas where we agree. So let's find areas where we agree on immigration reform. The vast majority of DACA migrants work in coastal blue-collar workplaces. Like other illegal aliens, they reduce pressure on employers to raise Americans' wages, invest in labor-saving machinery, or create jobs in the heartland counties, and also boost consumer sales, housing prices, and stock values. Business and progressive groups are funding an amnesty campaign for the aliens, but fiercely oppose any offsetting measures to prevent any recurrence or additional damage to Americans. Many polls show that the public strongly opposes the establishment's bipartisan support for labor immigration, illegal migration, and extraction migration. Psaki continued. I will say, he put forward an immigration bill, as you know, on his first day in office. He continues to advocate for that. He talked about it in his joint session speech, and he'll continue to have conversations and have his senior staff have conversations about how we can move that, or components of that, forward. Biden's bill would have a radical impact on Americans. It would flatten middle-class wages and spike housing prices by inflating the population. It would boost Wall Street and allow the Fortune 500 companies to hire an unlimited supply of cheap and subservient foreign graduates instead of American graduates. It would shift political power away from native-born Americans towards the migrants who are increasingly favored by coastal investors and progressives. Biden's White House endorsement of illegal migration spotlights the economic and political elite's growing disfavor of Americans. The elite's praise for migrants is a form of xenomania. Excessive praise for outsiders, Mark Krikorian, the director of the Center for Immigration Studies, told Breitbart News on May 2nd. The worldview that foreigners are better than Americans is clearly a demotivator for our government. Enforcement, it may well even embolden migrants to break the law because the elite Americans don't take it all that seriously, either. But the praise for migrants is often insincere, he said, because it is used to mask the elite's economic warfare against the many millions of working Americans who are trying to preserve their families' wages and wealth amid the elite's invited flood of low-wage workers. For example, in February 2020, Joe Biden praised the young migrants who were given the quasi-legal work permits under President Barack Obama's DACA directive. DACA students are more American than most Americans are. No, I'm serious. Think about it, they've been good, decent citizens, and they're great additions. By the way, you know, why, our social security system is still solvent. Because of immigration. They didn't cost us anything, they're paying for it. Migrants are a blessing to America, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi declared in February 2018. These are the best of the best, they are so fabulous, she said. We're nothing if we're not a nation of immigrants. Democrat leader Chuck Schumer, DNY, said in December 2020. Immigrants built this country with their hands, enriched our culture with their minds and spirit, and provided the spark that drives our economy. Small immigrant-owned businesses are the backbone of our communities and of our country, Alejandro Mayorkas, head of Biden's Department of Homeland Security, said on April 28. Many establishment Republicans also disfavor Americans. George W. Bush, for example, said in an April 22 interview with Hugh Hewitt. One of the reasons I wrote the book, about immigrants, was to remind our citizens how fortunate we are to have people like Kim Mitchell in our midst. People who really appreciate freedom. People who are patriotic. People who are. Whose entrepreneurial spirits get ignited when they come to a place where if you dream big and work hard, you have a chance to make it.